Howdy there, all you savvy survivalists and emergency enthusiasts. It's your host, Prepper Patty, here to guide you through the wild and wacky world of emergency preparedness. So grab your canteens and sharpen your wits, because today we're diving into the wonderful world of water harvesting. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, I am Prepper Patty, your trusty guide to all things disaster ready. Whether it's a zombie apocalypse or a power outage, I've got the tips, tricks, and yes, even the occasional dad joke to keep you one step ahead of any emergency. Today, we're starting off with a splash as we explore the importance of water harvesting for emergency preparedness. You see, my fellow preppers, water is the elixir of life, and when the taps run dry or the skies open up, having a plan to harvest and conserve this precious resource can mean the difference between riding out the storm or being left high and dry. So strap in and hold on to your rain barrels, because we're about to embark on a wet and wild adventure into the world of water harvesting techniques. Stay tuned and stay prepped, my friends. Rainwater harvesting doesn't have to be boring. In fact, there are some seriously creative ways to collect and store rainwater that go beyond just slapping a barrel under your downspout. One quirky option is using old, cleaned-out milk jugs to capture rainwater. You can line them up on the edge of your roof and let them fill up during a good rain. Plus, it's a great way to upcycle and keep those jugs out of the landfill. If you're feeling particularly crafty, you can create a rainwater collection system using discarded large plastic containers, like old trash cans or storage totes. Just cut out a section for your downspout to flow into and add a spigot at the bottom for easy access. Not only will you be helping the environment, but you'll also have a unique DIY project to brag about at your next dinner party. And for the more artistically inclined, constructing a rain chain can be a chic and functional way to channel rainwater from your gutters into a decorative basin or underground storage. You can make your rain chain out of anything from copper tubing to repurposed materials like teacups or glass bottles. It's a fun way to add some flair to your home while also taking advantage of nature's gift of rain. So, don't limit yourself to the basic barrel. Get creative and find a rainwater harvesting method that's as unique and fun as you are. All right, folks, so you've collected all this wonderful water, but now the important question is, how do we make sure it's safe to drink? I mean, you don't want to end up with a stomach ache that would rival the wildest roller coaster ride, do you? First things first, is your water pre-filtered? If not, think of it like a Netflix queue. You need to pick out the best stuff. No, I'm not talking about your guilty pleasure reality shows. I'm talking about the larger particles and debris that might be floating around in your water. You definitely don't want to be sipping on a twig or a bug. Once that's taken care of, it's time to get our purification game on. Now, some folks might tell you to just boil the water and call it a day, but let me tell you, that's so last season. We're talking about some serious filtration and purification here, people. You want to make sure your water is cleaner than your grandma's kitchen after she heard the health inspector was in town. So you've got a couple of options here. You can go for the classic filter, kind of like the superhero of the water world, swooping in and rescuing your H2O from any potential contaminants. Or you could get all fancy and invest in some ultraviolet purification. It's like the water is getting a spa day, complete with a UV treatment. Just remember, folks, safety first, especially when it comes to what's going into your body. So there you have it, your water journey from collection to purification. Just remember, a little filtration and purification can go a long way in ensuring your water is as clean as a whistle and definitely safer to drink than a mystery potion from a back alley apothecary. We've all been there. Trying to maximize water storage in a small space can feel like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. But fear not. Fellow water wranglers, I've got some ingenious tips to help you get the most out of your limited space. Firstly, vertical storage is your new best friend. Those walls are just begging to be utilized. Look into hanging buckets or shelves to make use of that underappreciated real estate. Next, consider getting crafty with unconventional containers. Think outside the jug or box. Upcycled barrels, large pots, or even repurposed rain gutters can work wonders in compact spaces. And let's not forget about the power of clever plumbing. You can easily create a closed-loop system that maximizes efficiency, ensuring that every precious drop is put to good use. Plus, it'll make you feel like a DIY plumbing wizard. Bonus points for that. Lastly, don't underestimate the value of good old-fashioned organization. Label, categorize, and stack your containers like a Tetris master, and you'll be amazed at how much H2O you can squeeze out of that tiny footprint. So there you have it, folks. With a little creativity and a sprinkle of ingenuity, your small space can become a water storage powerhouse. Happy harvesting! Well, folks, we've covered some serious ground today discussing water harvesting techniques, but no journey is complete without a few laughs along the way. Let's take a moment to share some lighthearted anecdotes about water harvesting mishaps and successes. I recall a time when a friend attempted to construct a sophisticated rainwater collection system, only to find that it leaked profusely, turning their backyard into a waterlogged mud pit. Let's just say they were left with a less than ideal swimming pool situation. On the flip side, there's the tale of a clever individual who repurposed old umbrellas to create makeshift gutter extensions, effectively channeling rainwater into their garden beds. Not only did it work like a charm, but it also gave a whole new meaning to singing in the rain. Whether it's the unexpected mishaps or the ingenious solutions, one thing's for sure: water harvesting adventures are always ripe for a good chuckle. So next time you find yourself knee-deep in water woes, remember to keep a sense of humor handy. And with that, it's time to bid adieu. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, happy harvesting, and may your water woes always end in a good laugh.